Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am not Mike Horn. I am sitting in for the Growler, who's sitting back watching us at home. Going to give us his note card later. But we got Fred Dreyer fresh off of a birthday. Fred, how are you?
I'm 1 year older, and I don't know what to do about it.
What did you do about it on the weekend? Well, how'd you celebrate?
We went out to... out to dinner to a couple of restaurants, then headed over to places to get a drink, and we drank and celebrated and thank God that that we're healthy and alive. We kept a vigil, a prayer of the people in Texas, people, the deaths, 90 people in Texas that are not doing as well as most of us.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something we want to talk about here. You are listening to the Fred Dreyer Show, Sirius XM Channel 217, XM Channel 203, 790 KABC, and Fred brought up the tragedy going on in Texas right now. In fact, Janie Hunt, a 9-year-old who's a relative of the Kansas City Chiefs owner, Clark Hunt. He was actually one of those lost in the flooding that hit Texas.
Yeah.
While he was attending the Christian Camp Mystic. So lots of prayers to be had as we get the focus here on sports. Take a time out. It's good to be reminded of how short our time on this earth can be. But when we come back, we got a lot to get into. Maybe some more birthday stories. Dodgers talk. I think somebody put the Orioles uniforms on the Dodgers blue. Ricky Rubio, you might not be familiar with him, but it's a great story in the humility that's missing in sports today and what he's coming out and talking about. So stick around. You're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. I'm Jeremy Dayton. I forgot to introduce Corey Marino, along with
Corey,
the man to myth.
Welcome, Corey.
Thank you.
The legend, the sultan of safeties, Fred Dreyer himself. We will be right back after this break.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly understands your health needs? At Westcliff Compounding Pharmacy, we specialize in custom compounded medications for patients of all ages, including pets. From pain management and sports medicine to natural hormone replacement and dermatology, our expert pharmacists create tailored solutions with precision and care. Trusted by major professional sports leagues and the U.S. Olympic Committee, we deliver top-tier medications you can count on. We are your source for ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and other treatments for COVID and parasite cleanses. Serving patients and physicians across California, we offer mail order service for your convenience. Visit us at 1901 West Cliff Drive, Suite 3 in Newport Beach, or call 949-272-0775, or go to westcliffcompounding.com. West Cliff Compounding Pharmacy, custom care, trusted solutions. Solutions.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton along with the Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer.
Good to see you, everybody. Thanks for being here.
And Corey Marino.
Welcome, welcome.
You know, before we get into the sad, unfortunate last week since Clayton Kershaw reached the 3,000 strikeout plateau, Fred, have you ever, like, do you have memories of playing in a game when there is something tragic going on in the world where there's like a heaviness in the psychosphere and it's just like, does it weigh on you? I don't know if there's anything big that we might remember during your playing days.
Things like this force you into, force you into being self-conscious.
Yeah. Does it take the pressure off?
Oh, no.
No?
You play, but you're always kind of looking around, you know, so to speak. And what game followed the latest tragedy, you know? And they'd say the big one was, you know, Kennedy's assassination. They played.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was eventually a good thing.
Yeah.
And it, rather than force people to get out of their normal patterns of existence, and I'm glad that they did that. This is a terrible tragedy, the floods in Texas and the loss of those little lives, all lives actually. But it was a terrible thing, and it has to be remedied through the good deeds of others.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Obviously, there's a lot of other things going on in the world that have people angry and kind of feeling divided. It just makes me think of the one time when I do remember the sports industry being shut down as a collective was after 9/11.
Right.
I remember, I had tickets to the Ravens Monday Night Football game. They were coming off a Super Bowl championship, and they were the second Monday Night game that year. And I was flying back to see them play and to see Cal Ripken play. I had front row, third baseline for Cal, their last homestand in Baltimore. But all of those weekend games were canceled, including the Monday Night game.
Did you ever make it up?
Well, I did. I never got to see Cal. Ironically, I went out to see Cal Ripken that Saturday, like Saturday in August when he played in Anaheim, and he sat that Saturday game. He played Friday and he played Sunday, but he sat Saturday when I was there. So I struck out twice in trying to see Cal his final season. But I remember I was like, wow, we got robbed of our escape from the realities of the world during 9/11. So obviously I'm thankful that they're still playing, but we can give memory and hopefully send up some prayers during these tough times right now. They're well beyond just the flooding, but that is tragic.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the same term for talking about the Dodgers, but I know a lot of Dodgers fans are feeling a sense of tragedy watching them through their current losing streak. We don't need to get into specifics, but I believe the last time they won was the game or the game after Clayton Kershaw reached the milestone of 3,000 strikeouts.
Yeah, it was the game after that one, the 3,000 strikeout game. It was something to watch, actually. I'm usually on the show, and I actually had to miss it because I schemed my way into some tickets.
Schemed?
Yeah, well, because I saw that Kershaw, when we were playing in Colorado, I saw that it wasn't really going to match up. So halfway through that game, I called my girlfriend. I was like, we got to go this day. It matches up in 5 days. I was like, Kershaw's going to pitch on this day.
Smart.
So it was kind of a little guessing game. And then, like, as the game ended, like, the ticket shot up dramatically. So we, like, got in with a bargain.
Very good, Corey.
Yeah. It was Smart. Pretty fun.
Could have made some money if you bought more.
I was just so, like, flirting on just, like, getting those. Because Kershaw's been, like, my whole, like, I've watched Kershaw his whole career. And him and Kobe, just to watch.
Yeah,
both of like the idols of your sport in your city for over 15, 20 years, and to see they're amazing and get to go to that last game or that 3,000, and it was one of the most stressful games I've ever been to.
Explain that, yeah, because I mean you're at a game that you make history, wanting to see history, and it almost didn't happen.
And it almost didn't happen. So it's three strikeouts. That's all he had to get, and he had got four the game before, and he hadn't gotten under four. So we all think, and Robert said he was going to give him a leash. And so the first batter was 0-2, and then he just had this little slap at it blooper over Freddie's head into right. And we're like, okay. And then Freddie Freeman, yeah. Out of the first four innings, he had 12 batters with two strike counts and only had one strikeout. And so every breath was hanging on every strike or pitch after two strikes. And it was crazy. And we get into the fifth inning, and my girlfriend turns to me. She's like, are you enjoying this? And I was like, barely. This is crazy stressful.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. And then this little kid, this six-year-old, was like crying in front of me. I was like, we're going to get it. And then unfortunately, Max Muncy went down. And in the back of my head, it wasn't great to think, but I was like, the baseball gods took one.
There's a lesson in there somewhere.
And then immediately after, he got the strikeout, and it was over. And then they were actually losing 4-2. And then at the end of the game, Freddie Freeman hit a two run single, and they won in the ninth with a walk off. So it ended up being a very magical day.
So everybody who is a football geek was satisfied that they accept you missed out on your big scalping situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Football geek, yeah. Oh, what, Seat Freaks? What are those different scalping sites?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Clayton Kershaw joining some elite company, ranking among starting pitchers since 2000 with a minimum 2,000 innings pitched. ERA first with a 2.51, WHIP first with a 1.01. Win percentage first, 0.697. Shutout second with 15. Strikeouts per nine innings, third with 9.7. Batting average against first .210. Only other pitchers with 3,000 strikeouts and a sub-3 ERA, Tom Seaver, Walter Johnson, Pedro Martinez, Bob Gibson, and Clayton Kershaw. Some pretty elite company right there.
Fine company it is, and life moves on, and we're happy to report that Clayton Kershaw is still with us.
Yeah.
And he's doing a wonderful job, and he's got another couple of years in him probably. If he doesn't hurt himself, you know, he's 37 going on 57.
Yeah. I think if he has some time left, but I think if the Dodgers end up miraculously winning the World Series again, I think he'll bow out, and because I think his wife just got pregnant with their like sixth kid, so he's got a little army going on down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the hell is he?
Kershaw clan. Oh,
good Lord.
Well, we got Aaron Rodgers. We had Tom Brady playing into their 40s. I wonder if the torque though, when you're throwing those different types of 90. 90-plus mile-per-hour fastballs and curveballs is a little different than the football.
No, it has to be.
If he could stick around 2 to 3 more years, that truly would be remarkable. But we know the sport needs more guys like him. And we're going to talk about humble guys because Kershaw, that is one of the things. You mentioned Kobe. I loved Kobe too, but, man, he was cutthroat. People, like, his opponent, people he played against thought he was a sociopath. No one would ever think that of Kershaw.
Is.
Yeah. No one would ever think Ricky Rubio was either. And so we'll get into that eventually.
You can be both, you know.
Yeah. On the gridiron, I mean, yeah, people have these alternate personalities that come out. But stick around. We got a lot more to get into. You're listening to the Fred Dreyer Show, 790 KABC, XM Sirius app 967, XM Channel 203, Sirius Channel 217, and the FredDreyerShow.com. You can message him at Fred_Dreyer, Fred Dreyer at CRN.com. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton, along with Corey Marino and the Sultan of Safeties himself, and just passed his, it's still his birthday week, I guess, Fred Dreyer.
I still feel, I feel like I should carry candles with me wherever I go.
Were you able to blow them out properly?
No, I saved them and then and waited till I found about a three-year-old. And then did a magic trick where I snuffed the flame, you know, in front of him, and it just amazed him.
Without being burnt.
It amazed me.
our friends, we had a birthday celebration at our Bible study, and it's like 10 of us, and for one of the kids there, one of the younger adults, and they put the fake candles that won't go out, and they put them right in the middle, so he's just like... Like, he must have spit like five times.
Just covered that.
Yeah, so hopefully no germs. Nobody got sick since I've heard of. We're all over the mat. We're talking about baseball and the Dodgers, and we are coming up. It is the All-Star break next week. Got the Home Run Derby. This is where they test things out because it is a glorified exhibition. We're always talking about bad umpiring, bad calls, missed calls. What do you guys think about the automated ball strike system that they're going to test out next week in Atlanta?
Well, go ahead, Corey. I've got some things I want to say about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, I think they just want the world to like ease it in, and so like they'll do it on the big stage where all they'll have guys mic'd up during the inning, and they'll talk about it, and they'll try and play it off so they can ease it in. And I'm all for it. Because I think there's some horrible calls out there, and these people are just, they're not held accountable, and this is one way to do that. The only thing I don't like about it, which is it's going to have to go away, is the art of catching is going to kind of get in, because the way you, the move frame. The ball, the way you frame, the way you make the ump think something else, and that was part of the art of catching, and good catchers could do that. So that also might have a way of actually making better offense, because if a catcher doesn't need to be that well defensively, then you can just pick up the guys that can hit dingers and hit home runs. So that's, I don't know, true. It could be a cascading waterfall effect.
So just so we're on the same page, everybody understands, it's kind of going to be like tennis. Each team will be given two challenges with the ability to retain them as successful. So if you keep getting them right, you basically have unlimited challenges. But once you get one wrong, you lose it. So you only get two strikes, no pun intended. But what are your thoughts? 72% of fans are happy and excited about this idea, but we know players don't always feel the same.
Well, I would think that they would not feel the same. Any type of change is looked at as suspicious, and it should be. You know, they've been calling balls and strikes over 100 years, and suddenly we've got a situation where we're going to like call timeout when somebody doesn't like, when a batter, pretty much a batter, doesn't like what's going on. Doesn't like the call or doesn't like the play at the plate, you know. They already have things like you got thrown out going from second to home, and the right fielder had made a good throw and you're out. And if you want to protest it, you can do that. You can already do that.
Right.
So this is just for balls and strikes. Right.
Well, tell me from a player's perspective why players usually are kind of not as in favor of things like this as fans are. Because you would think we want integrity, we want transparency, we want things to be called right. And yet there's such a, like an old school mentality of this is the way it's always been done. Is there any like thing where you know, some players probably are much more chummy, much more easy to get along with. They get preferential treatment from some refs, so they don't want to lose that preferential treatment. Where maybe other guys who are kind of jerks, like a Barry Bonds, they might call him tight. Maybe he wants them to be called strictly like by this automated system. Is there anything like that, the interpersonal connections between the refs and the players, that might make players not want to have everything called a strike that's a strike?
Well, there's a lot of baseball players that just out of the corner of their mouths say, "Told you so, dopey."
And you don't think there's ever any attribution?
We talk about you at lunch before the big game, and we talk about you during the game, and it stands to reason that if you get a umpire that is consistently off, you got to fire him.
And yet Angel Hernandez and so many still have jobs.
I think last year he retired.
He was around forever.
Oh, he was
well known for his bad calls.
Oh God, he was a foot outside and he still called strikes.
That was awful.
But you know, if you stop and think about it, I'm looking forward. If you get a team of batters that says we're calling as long as we can call the game the way we want it to call, you know, we'll let the umpire call what he wants to call. At the end of the day, you've got to realize that you're opening up a can of worms.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see how they handle that.
Well, you brought up a good point, though, as far as umps, refs being held accountable when they make bad calls, especially consistently. And I don't feel like we ever see that. I see the same refs. But the NFL just fired three referees for poor officiating. And can we guess what they all had in common?
They all voted. They all made their case against the Chiefs.
Yeah, or for the Chiefs, yeah.
For the Chiefs or against them, one of the way.
So we got James Carter, he's a second-year ump, Robin DiLorenzo, a third-year line judge, and Robert Richardson, a first-year down judge. All three officiated games in 2024 that the Chiefs won, and each involved controversial calls that benefited KC. Any shock?
No.
No, not at all. I think they're gambling on him. You know, that's just me. I mean, I think that if it's such an outrage, you know, to gamble, if you drive over to Vegas and you're a player, if you're a defensive end and you say, I think I'm going to lay a couple of grand on the Rams to win, then you know it's the same as being a player that is on the cusp of not being around and has a desperation factor to him. It says I know certain things about the sport that I can go lay some money down on it and have a pretty darn good chance of making a lot of money here real quick.
Well, if that's the case, I need to find out what games they're going to be put on next year, because they basically got a demotion. I didn't even realize that officials went from the NFL to Power 5 conferences in college, but all three of these fired refs are just going to be reassigned to Power 5 games in college football.
Yeah, that's right.
So maybe if you want to make some money, find out what games they're on.
Yeah, they'll take you to court saying, I have the right to earn money even though I am terrible.
Well, I mean, I don't want to bring up things going on. Oh, you got a thought, Corey?
No, you're all good.
I don't want to go over some of the things, the promises that were made. The public's feeling pretty betrayed right now by certain things by the administration in terms when it comes to justice. But we kind of want those same things in the sports world. And what was it? Dennehy. Like Brian Donahue.
The basketball
in the NBA.
Yeah.
It's like we see truth in plain sight. We see what really goes on, and they try to make it look like it's an outlier, it's a lone wolf, as if this stuff doesn't happen more regularly, and you see crazy things in games.
Well, they just simply say, that's my opinion. I was there, I saw it, and this is what I saw. Okay, let's go through the camera and see what it is you saw and what 99% of the other people didn't see.
Right.
You know, so there's always that. It's always going to be up for a conversation. I've always wondered about this. I asked an official during a game once, and I said, you know, you're doing such a wonderful job. Why don't you when we come back from when the game is over with, why don't you get interviewed by the press? There's some sort of a rule or regulation that the press is absolutely persona non grata from being interviewed by the press, whether it's the media or whether it's newspapers or wherever it is, or some guy walking down the street with a tape recorder in his hand, questioning the performance of these officials. I always thought that at the end of every game they should grill these guys. It perpetuates the question, you know, why aren't these guys made to stand accountable right there immediately after the game to the press, just like the players are?
Right. We always get the headline later. League officiating council says, "Oh, this call was wrong," or "This call was wrong."
Yeah,
meanwhile,
a month later,
and then they change the rules in the off season, but it doesn't make up for the team that made it to the Super Bowl. Well, I guess the Rams benefited from that a couple years back,
yeah.
but yeah. There. Bottom line, I guess we'll never have full justice in anything in this world. But we just gotta.
Well, it's going to be interesting with this challenge system for balls and strikes.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to watch.
So look out for that in the All-Star game. We got some Lakers talk. They got a center. We still got some more basketball talk and football talk here on the Fred Dreyer Show on CRNTalk.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Mississippi. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips, so we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Jeremy Dayton along with Corey Marino, co-producer, sitting in for the growler Mike Horn. We got some basketball talk, some Lakers. They got themselves the center. But before we get to that, we do have some great support here. We got Nikki Blitzk. Greetings from Nebraska. Hope you had a great birthday, Fred.
I did. Thank you so much.
She sent you a card. Elisa, she's in Italy. Hi, Fred and everybody. My thoughts and prayers go to Texas, also in Italy. Happened tragedies like that, so I know. We got Rachel Joan Gee Shelley in Birmingham, Alabama. She loves watching us online. And we got Tammy. She loves listening to us as well. And then we got Nikki with a... Oh, who do we have here in Glendale, California? We've got Kate Kim saying hello from Glendale, California. And Destiny is there. Hey, guys, how are you doing? Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks very much. I sure appreciate it. Too bad you missed my birthday. It was a good one.
I know, man. We got to make up for that. Hopefully the Lakers made up for that. They just made a big signing. I know one of the big things, they made a trade. They got Exnade last year for Charlotte, Mark Williams. Yeah, and that a lot of people said that is kind of what their Achilles heel was, why they got eliminated. But now they've just brought in somebody from the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton, who came up with the Phoenix Suns. And as you guys are letting me know, I didn't even realize, because he was on such a bad team. We never heard his name this year, but kind of known for pouting and kind of checking out mentally. He was kind of known for that in Phoenix. But the Lakers just signed him, and Rob Pelinka's calling it an amazing solution. Do you agree?
If the amazing solution decides to get the program and perform, you know, I mean, it's really funny. You put Rubio and his complaints about the about life in the NBA, and then you turn around and put this guy and his complaints against life in the NBA. And there's some interesting cross connects.
Yeah.
And not that all behavior is granted full speed ahead, but it does remind you that basketball, NBA basketball, is a culture. And that culture is under scrutiny every single day, the scheduling of it, the travel, and how isolated you can be around a bunch of people on the road.
Yeah, you know what, and you bring up like just the human element we're talking about when it comes to officiating and everything else, but the human element and team dynamics and kind of the culture. And the United States and the Western world, where culture is getting further and further away from a godly kind of conservative lifestyle. And it sounds like Ayton maybe struggled with that. And you mentioned Rubio, which is something I teased earlier, Ricky Rubio. He's from Spain. And a headline I saw was, "I never fell in love with the U.S. culture. The NBA has become a business." And it's all about the story on why he felt like he would have been a happier person had he never come to the league. Because he was a prodigy as a kid when he was 15 years old. He dreamed of playing his entire career in Jovenut, Spain. He would have played 15 minutes from his home, surrounded by friends, but he gave that up for the NBA. He said, "Sure, my career was great, but I would have been happier as a person." He said he had to create a persona, even though he didn't want to, because that's what kind of the league demanded. They want to create this star to sell as an image, and you kind of lose who you are. How was that in your day, Fred? I mean, you were a star in Hunter right well after the league, but there wasn't social media, there wasn't YouTube. He mentions YouTube being a big factor in that.
I was going to say social media is something that should be looked at. They're telling kids in school, take the cell phones away from them. That, you know, pay attention to what the hell's going on in life, and. Although that's unrealistic at the adult level, certainly the NBA level, there's a lot of things that that resonate with what Rubio says, and I don't know if there's anything you can do about it except hope that you have a list of friends that you can work with and travel with, you know. I thought that at some point in time you can bring your wives, although now that I think about it, you may not want to.
Yeah.
But you know, this is a ever shrinking world, and there's an awful lot of things that are going on that you would like to get away from. You know, you know. I guess it was Ayton who missed meetings, was late, and had a similar form of depression, similar form of, I got to get away from this. I can't stand the lobby. I hate this hotel. I can't. What, when's the next team meeting? What are we going to do? It's a lot of redundancy and repetitive behavior that goes into convincing basketball players that this is necessary for you. We have to do that. We're on a schedule. We got, you know, you're being driven, and it comes across as, boy, if you don't win. You know, you're playing, how many games are there, 62 games?
82.
Yeah. Well, there it is. You know, you're playing what many people think, I happen to agree, that you're playing 82 games, and you should cut the thing down to 60. But you can't do that, can you?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah,
too much game. Money.
So most of these guys try to do it themselves. They just say, I can't. You know, I'm sick, or I can't do it, and of course, if you do that, you don't have a job. So it'd be interesting for somebody to talk to Ayton about that, you know, lonely on the road type of a thing, because you know that a lot of people can pretty much. Collapse in the front of everybody, it's an interesting dilemma. I'd like to see somebody here do an interview with Ayton and find out what his problem was and is, and will, playing with Luka and the Lakers. Playing with some friends he likes. Right. I knew one thing that, speaking for myself, when I started losing my friends, therefore they get hurt, they retire, they move on to other teams, I didn't want to play anymore. I said, this is fun. You know, I'm making money and that's fine. But I'm not sold on the aspect of the warrior lifestyle. It's just too much after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give your soul, your heart and soul into it, and that's with Ayton. I think he did it in the beginning, and the Suns were bad when they drafted him, and then he kind of got phased out as they were just trading and going in and out of these huge trades with all these people, and then he gets shipped to the Blazers, and I think right after that they trade Dame, so he's always just been in some bad situations, and so I think it'll be good for him, because he got drafted, he was the number one pick in the year that Luka got drafted, So they get those first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they get those first couple weeks together when they're in, like, rookie camps and stuff. So, like, usually those first round, the first, like, 10 picks, usually they get along with each other unless they're mortal enemies from the little age, the age is when they played together. But what I like is it's a put them up and or shut them up for both of them, because Doncic has been criticized lately about his outside of basketball lifestyle of the drinking, the smoking, and the weight. And so they said, and he looks in shape.
Yeah.
And so they get him, and then they also bring in Ayton, who has the not consistent, missing kind of problem with authority, it looks like. But you get both those guys, and they're like, all right, you guys want to prove it. Here's the hardest market in the Lakers, where you have to win almost every game, or else they're going to find psych. If you do two plays in a row where you're not running hard enough, YouTube's going to be ablaze. Yeah. First Take's going to be talking about it. There's going to be all this stuff. So these, it's going to be a spotlight on these two players definitely this year.
Well, there's no fooling when you can say that we've got an issue of trying to win as many of these 82 games as we possibly can. There's a limited amount of time. And let's be with an organization, and the Lakers are that now, that that we can they'll always be on the cusp of winning basketball games. And if they don't, if someone gets hurt or if someone's available, they'll go out and they'll fix the problem and always put you. You know, winning these games is a remedy that, you know, losing is one thing, but winning cures everything, and it does to a degree. But I'm interested to see just how his work ethic and his citizenship transpires during his couple of years here with the Lakers.
Well, mental health is always such a big talking point in all professional sports these days, so that would definitely be something to monitor. They're talking about Luka so much, but I mean, the pressure when you're playing with LeBron James and what, again, could probably be his final year. If they ran Anthony Davis out of town, DeAndre Ayton's not on the same level as Anthony Davis, so that'll be something to watch. And one thing worth mentioning, talking about Ricky Rubio, is that it got to the point where he said he was in his hotel one night and he didn't want to go on. Not basketball, just life. He thought about suicide. And you're talking about somebody who in the world's eyes has everything. He's glorified. He's a star in Minneapolis. He was a star in Spain. And he didn't want to live anymore. And that's what this kind of cultural shift that is played out on the NBA stage, the NFL stage, even MLB, all pro sports, it's glorifying these things, and it's taking a mental toll on people who actually do have a conscience they want to obey. And maybe somebody, Kobe, didn't, even though I love Kobe, but, you know, it's another story. But he said the NBA world represented everything he never wanted to become. We're coming up on the end of this segment. Did you ever have anybody that you just gave them, you had to talk them off the cliff? Anybody that was struggling in your days?
Well, it was never. Yeah, but for different reasons. This is a culture of social media, blah blah blah, and you do have to have a tough skin to push through a lot of this stuff. And if you're not winning, friends are moving on, injuries, you spend a lot of time, when a team goes on the road, you spend a lot of time at home in the whirlpool trying to get healthy. You can go through an awful lot of things.
Yeah, the world will toss a lot at you, especially when you're given a lot. It's easy to fall away from the morals that you grow up with, which is something Rubio talks about. Stick around. We got a lot more to talk about here in our final segment on the Fred Dreyer Show. At Fred_Dreyer, FredDreyerShow.com. Be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. Sitting here reminiscing on how much fun it is to pay off a wedding, but it's such a glorious thing. Only next Wednesday will be the last show before I come back as
a married man.
You know,
as a man,
not single any longer.
A man spliced.
Yeah. Spliced. Man spliced. That's a word. All right. We got a little bit of time here. Pamela Johnson checked in, by the way. Interesting show tonight. Thank you, gentlemen. We got Martine Bailey. Hi from Cape Canaveral. We got Kirk Cousins. We've got a young 22-year-old Vikings center who was scammed out of $240,000, and we've got a disqualified Nathan's hot dog competitor after eating 9 hot dogs.
He ate 9?
It was a she. It was on the female division. Well, we talked last week about how many we could eat, we think we could eat, or what food we think we could eat.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember if you said hot dogs. I said pizza.
Did I say cantaloupe?
Oh, yeah, you did. Oh, you did. Cantaloupe. You said you went the fruit route. Which is probably pretty smart.
Yeah, I went to Fruit Run.
So, I want to ask you about Kirk Cousins, and do I hear the music already? This is even quicker than 2:50. But Kirk Cousins says he felt misled by the Vikings by the Falcons last year when he chose to go there in free agency rather than keep his family where they were settled and happy in Minnesota. He took the deal to go to Atlanta, and then they used their first-round pick on a quarterback. He says he felt misled. He wouldn't have left had he known they were going to do that. Well, can you relate to that?
Well, I've always thought that when it comes down to players, agents, and the team, that you make sure that you're in the room when people are talking about you.
Yeah.
Don't leave it up to your agent to, oh, yeah, go figure that out.
I guess if that's possible, it's definitely what you need to do. But
yeah.
I want to make sure I get all these channels out there. Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203. It's Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, XM Sirius app 967, 790 KABC, Saturday nights at 6 p.m. And you can always go to crntalk.com. You can go to the FredDryerShow.com. Find him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dryer. Twitter, at Fred_Dryer. You can email him at FredDryer@crntalk.com. Fred, final goodbye?
Yes, goodbye, finally.
See you guys next week.